Hello, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. Ron and I will be continuing on with the Flash issues. We are on issue number 335. It's the third issue of this arc. And if you'd like to listen to the other issues, we've got two episodes out already, and we have episodes 6 through 8 and 109 through 115 if you want to get the complete story.
But if you don't, we're cool if you just listen to these.
Yeah, exactly. Also. We're cool with it either way. So, we start out this issue, and Flash is on
angry.
TV.
No, that's what it says at the front. The cover.
Oh, the cover?
Flash is fed up. Or he's fed up. He's lashing out. He's striking back.
Yeah. Which he really isn't. He thought there
11.
Was a bomb. Yeah. but this is the 6 o'clock news.
Shit.
Yeah.
Recap on the story at 11.
There we go. he thought there was a bomb planted in this newscaster's desk. Rick Trent. Did I say Rick Trent?
Yeah. I think that's what you said last time. Rick Trent.
That's probably right. Sure.
Rick
we'll go
Trent.
With that. And so he rushed into the news station and just busted the desk, because why the fuck not?
And now he's sitting in this like half fetal position, but there's supposed to be a bomb. There's a bomb. They said the bomb was in the desk.
As the camera is still on him,
rolling.
Still live. I like the three different perspectives we have here. We have these kids who thought it was really cool, Flash busting this desk. We have this, probably these middle age, I would say, folks.
Somewhere between, yeah, well, actually, I'd say probably somewhere between, like, older teen and, like, maybe 30s.
Okay, and one of them's like, it's so sad to watch the decline of a great hero. And the other one's like, you know, they're only human. It's fine. It makes sense. And then we have the older generation.
Look at that young whippersnapper. People are supposed to look up to him.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have...
Then they get taken off the air. Flash is trying to tell his side of the story, but...
Dude, and I don't know what the fuck she throws through that TV.
I was wondering that myself.
I would just like to say, having broken a bulb TV like that, it'd take a lot more than... Well,
like, I don't know if she grabbed...
That's
not the remote.
Oh, it's not the remote?
It doesn't look like her. If it's a remote, it's a big-ass remote.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it was like... Because, I mean, maybe if it was like a glass ashtray or something, it would have went through it.
That would make sense.
But it's also blue, so I don't know.
I don't know. But she's pissed because now she has no idea how she's going to defend him when he does shit like this.
Dumbass!
Yeah.
I already hate you. You're already making my job difficult.
You're making it worse every time you step out of the house. But he has to be out of the house to save people. Like, I don't know.
And then she's like, God, I need some dick. Oh, wait, is that not what that says?
That's not what that says.
My bad.
Okay.
My copy's different than...
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. We have the Pied Piper.
Lounging in his pajamas.
Yeah. It's just his normal wear, man.
Dude, his costume is fucking pajamas.
Okay.
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 Look at it.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
All right.
And then he says he's got to make a call to the mayor. This is what I was talking about last issue, where the mayor heard his voice and recognized him immediately.
This, I hear you and I obey.
But when he called last time, he didn't do anything. So he gives him a script to say when he goes onto the news or on a TV show later on.
And then we go down to this shitty-ass part of town where everything looks condemned. The condemned lot on Central City's Lower East Side.
So, yeah, it is condemned.
There we go. And these two, well...
Jabronis.
Jabronis, really? Thanks, Rocky.
No problem.
Rocky the Rock Maivia. Oh, wait. That's Dwayne Johnson, for those of you that don't know.
Jeez, come on.
Wrestling. Dude, come on. Do you know how many people probably don't know The Rock?
Was a wrestler before he was an actor?
No, I mean, before he was The Rock, he was Rocky the Rock Maivia, which is humorous.
Okay, hold on. Time out. Wait, what? I didn't know
okay,
that.
Okay, his first persona was Rocky Maivia.
Oh.
And, dude, go back and look at it sometime because it fucking cracked my shit up.
That works. I'll do it.
Anyways, so they get this Inspector Gadget-esque recording.
Well, they had a phone call or a voice message telling them... Or I think it was a phone call telling them to go to this
abandoned building.
Yeah, which I don't get why.
Well, it makes sense because they're demolitions guys, and they're not necessarily on the right side of the law demolitions guys.
True, yes.
And
but what I'm saying is, why send them if the guy's already this individual is already contacting them?
Maybe it was a letter that he sent them.
No, he said voice. Maybe the voice on the phone was jerking us around.
Oh,
so unless it was being tapped,
else. Yeah, or unless he had somebody else call them.
I don't.
Or maybe he had the mayor call them, and then the mayor couldn't give him all the information.
No, because this is not Piper.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
When I first read it, I thought it was. But until later on, yeah. When we find out it's not.
But anyway, so they go in there and they hit this. There's a cassette player. And they
how old this book is.
For those of you who don't know, cassettes.
They were before CDs.
They were what CDs before.
Do you guys know what CDs are?
Shit.
It's before iTunes.
Before we had digital stuff, they had CDs. And then before
there's
CDs.
There's little round discs.
That you use lasers.
That you use for a coaster now.
Yeah, right. Actually, they're fun to throw at people, too. They are. Anyways.
They hurt.
Yes, they do. But they hit the button on it, and it plays this message like, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to, what the hell does it say?
Basically,
it's
that you need to go.
You guys are demolition work specialists, and I need you to.
I have a job for you. It's all in, everything you need to know is in the envelope.
In this location.
Yeah. In the envelope, in the brick. Below this.
And then we get the Inspector Gadget. This pre-recorded message will self-destruct. But that's what all of Inspector Gadget, too, because every time he'd throw it away, that was where...
Oh, that's right. Like, that's that'd where, be the, where the one guy was.
It was hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Chief so, Quimby.
So they take the money, and they're going to go do what they have to do. They're going to go
blow
the house.
Shit up.
But they have to make sure that the broad of the house or the dame of the house is at home. And then they'll get the money.
I wonder who they're talking about.
I don't know.
I have no clue.
No idea.
But they're going to blow something up and it has to do with somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. So then we go back to the Flash running to Cecile's...
evil mansion.
Yeah. I was going to say villainous hideout. But anyways.
It all works.
And he's running through there looking for...
Well, no. He's looking for the paper so that he can... Get it out of
that's
there
right.
To make sure she doesn't see it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know that she's already seen the news.
I mean, the hole in the TV should be kind of a giveaway.
You would think.
Anyways, so he's
But also, at the same time, though, he gets there because she wanted to go over the case bright and early in the morning.
So this was a setup.
Kind of.
Yeah, dude, told you she wanted the D. Anyways.
Hold on. We'll get there in a second. So he can't find her in the house, so he rushes down to the basement where her sensory deprivation tank is at.
I would like to try out a sensory deprivation tank. I just like to say
I kind of would.
I think it would be pretty fucking wicked. Anyways.
Apparently Peter told Flash that Cecile likes to go in there when she wants to get away from it all. So they're, you know, it's been there the entire time he's been living there. Just we never saw it.
Because why?
Yeah.
Maybe he just never had time for the pool.
Well, he never needed it.
Yeah. Maybe he should have used it, I mean.
He probably should have. He probably would have been more serene. Would have been thinking things through. So he knocks on the tank to get her to open it. And she does, but she's completely naked in there. Whoop, whoop. And
she's like, turn around, pervert.
So the funny thing is, we see him on the next page, like, looking back. Like, I think he was trying to catch a glimpse.
I mean,
but he's the Flash.
He literally could have done it without her even knowing.
I'm pretty sure he already saw it the minute she opened up the door.
Because he's like...
to block his eyes and then turn around. And he could have easily just like spun in place.
What have mine eyes seen? Let me put this hand with my loosely gathered fingers in front of my face.
Yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure if he was fast enough, he could have ran over to her... do his thing and get back and she wouldn't know.
Okay, that reminds me of a joke.
Oh, God.
So
I'm going to cut this out, probably. Yeah.
The Flash is running down through this, some fields and stuff.
Nope, I know this joke.
Okay, then we're
Invisible
good.
Man.
Yep. All right. So Cecile gets out and she's all hot, redheaded, and naked. And, like, really naked. Oh, anyway.
You can't get more naked than that, I guess.
I guess you could. You could
well, that's not true. You can get your skin.
Exactly.
Take it off.
Yeesh. Anyways, let's not try that one. But, and dude, the look on the Flash's face when he half turns around to, like, see if she's dressed yet. He's like, hey, you dress? Oh, I guess you are.
But, this is problem number 4. He's there to go over the case. she's pissed off and wants pissed off with everything he's been doing, and he's trying to explain what's going on. She's like, spare me the details, Flash, at least until after I've had breakfast. But then she says,
I'd like to have the rest of the day to myself.
Then what the point? What the fuck is he doing over there then?
She set him up to come over there to see her naked. Visit me first thing in the morning, because that's when I want to see you.
So, from the time, where the hell did he go after he left the
news station?
6 o'clock news.
Till the next at morning. Night.
Yeah, like, so, there's definitely some time issues here. Yeah. I don't know.
So, anyways, I would also like to point out that that's going to be the worst robe to have after getting out, because it literally comes
or
up to, like,
the best robe?
Fair enough. I'll tell you a story later. But but like it literally doesn't cover anything.
It barely covers anything.
No. Think about this. If she were walking away from him, look at the height of it on her thigh.
No, I know.
He's looking at her ass.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's purposely doing that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, she set this whole thing up.
No. We go back to Captain Fry's house.
Fran. Wait.
Fran, yeah. And Fry. Daryl Fry.
Fran Fry.
Huh.
Fran Fry.
Interesting. And Daryl is asking if she has seen the ring anywhere. Because he has got a unorthodox procedure in finding the missing Mr. Allen.
I wanted to point
But he needs that ring.
Yeah. I wanted to point this out, too. Either that suit is even tinier than it was before, or the ring got ginormous.
Perspective. No, it's definitely a bad art.
Because that was horribly done.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then we go back to the Flash, and he sees this skateboard flying over this cement embankment, I guess.
It's a reservoir, I think is what they say.
Yeah, that's right. So Flash runs up there, grabs the kid that flew off his skateboard.
Which, first off, bad move, Flash. How is this kid going to learn proper etiquette and how to fall if you don't let him fall?
Exactly.
Come on, bud.
And then so, like, these kids are like, oh, the Flash, I bet you he can do this and this and this. And
oh, the one thing I love, before you get there, the one kid, he's like, I told him, I told Spike he should have worn padding like the rest of us.
But none of them
were wearing padding or a helmet. Like, fuck off, kid.
And then they're like, hey, you should show us what you can do, you know, on the skateboard. And so the Flash gets the skateboard out and zooms around on the skateboard.
Because guess what? The Flash needs some...
He needs to blow up some steam. Yeah. He needs to have a little fun.
He needs some fun time.
So as he's doing this, which he slags the skateboard's wheels...
Yeah. Although, I mean, the one kid's like, I'll use this as a memento. I'm going to...
No kidding. Once he kills this off, forever.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Sell this on eBay for like $100.
And then as he's saying this, this cop's like, some example you're setting, Flash. Get these I get a call about a nuisance, and what do I see? You down there.
The fastest man alive showing off and zooming around like an unguided missile.
And he's like, I'm a guided missile. I'll guide this missile in your face, dick.
He's going to try and start explaining what's going on. He's like, you know what? Forget it. Defending the Flash is a losing proposition these days. Like, ouch, dude. Like,
yeah.
I understand you're in a bad way, but...
Keep him away from knives. Jeez.
We get a couple quick panels of Winslow, the photographer from the National Penetrator, talking to his editor.
Dude, how did they ever think the National Penetrator
I have no fucking idea, dude. Like, I was telling Emily, like, when I read this first time, like, the thing's called National Penetrator. It's a goddamn supermarket tabloid ad. Like, literally. But they're trying to be a legitimate newspaper?
No.
You can't with that name. Like, you're never going to get it with that name. Anyway, he finds out where Horton lives, because apparently he bribed a realtor. I don't know how, but...
So he sends, Gigi, his assistant?
Yeah, his assistant to...
To go find Winslow and meet him at the place.
Yeah, he's sending her with all this snooping hardware. Is that something that tabloids have just sitting in their storage room?
Oh, actually, I bet you they do. Like the little earpieces where you can listen on the...
I guess you can buy that just like
anywhere. They used to literally have ads and magazines for that shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
If I recall correctly, some of the comic books I have from when I was younger have that kind of shit in there.
Oh, I remember when they had some of
that.
Yep. Yeah. On the back panel.
Dude, and
that shit was great.
Like, a couple of them that I've picked up recently, I really just want to send in shit to those companies to see if they're still there.
Oh, I definitely want, like, there are some that I want, numbers I want to call or.
Yeah,
just. Or, like, the things to call in or send in.
There used to be one the X-Men had where, like, you call this 1-900 number, okay, which I don't know anybody that would have actually done this.
Kids in the 90s, because we didn't know any better.
Fair enough. But it's, you pay like a dollar a minute or something like that to go on these X-Men adventures with, okay, now, phones, for those of you at home that don't understand, phones used to be plugged into the wall, okay? And those phones had buttons on them, the touchpads.
Yep.
And so this was basically a choose your path where they'd give you options for each number on your phone, and then you would hit these buttons, and it would send you through, like, what these X-Men were doing. It's like, you know, press 3 to get Wolverine to unleash his claws, and, this, God.
A dollar a minute.
A, like, dollar a minute.
This was, I'm glad I never called any of those, ever.
Dude, I asked about it before I called anything, because.
Well, yeah, you're, yeah. No,
no, not my parents. I asked one of my friends if they'd ever done it.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, yeah, but it's stupid. He's He's like, yeah, all you, like, you call, and then they tell you what's going on, and then you, like, press buttons, and then it just gives you this pre-recorded, you know, this and this and this, and I'm like,
choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Like, literally what it is. Anyway, so we go back to the mayor. He's
being
on his,
interviewed.
Yeah, he's on his, the TV show, whatever interview he had, and he basically said that, in no roundabout way, that Flash should get out of Central City. And the interviewer is like, you can't be serious, like, no disrespect, but he's a hero. And the mayor's like, it will be months before a judge and jury have their say if the Flash is innocent or not. Right now, he's very unstable. Like, he is.
And then this part right here where he starts talking to somebody that's not there.
Yeah. Like, he starts.
He's like, he's like, no, I can't. I can't go on with this. Do you understand me? I flat out refuse. And don't start up with that threat thing again. And the lady on the TV is like, or the host is like, mayor, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm out of here. You hear me?
And everybody's like, who's he talking to?
And then she's like, but we still have 3 minutes left.
Like, the interview's not over, sir.
Like, dude, you just got some killer footage of the mayor flipping out, which is going to boost up your rates. You're like, but we still have 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
I can fill those 3 minutes with talking about how the mayor just went crazy on my show.
And she
Tune in next time.
Yeah. She says that, you know, his honor was reportedly seen driving out of our studio parking lot in a state of extreme agitation. And we see this because Dexter Miles turns off the TV and Flash is there talking to him because they're friends. And Dexter's just like, you know what? I'm done with this mayor. He doesn't want to fund this museum. Screw him. And Flash is like, I don't think everything's right. But he doesn't really know what, because everything's been going wrong for him since he stopped the Reverse Flash, he doesn't really know how to take anything anymore.
Yeah.
So he's fed, like, up.
Fuck it, I'm not taking this shit anymore.
Yeah. And so he rushes off.
Which we paid over to the mayor in his car, angry, talking on his cell phone. Okay.
Well, car phone.
Yeah, car phone.
Yeah, there were car phones in the 80s.
Yeah, they did. And by car phone, basically, this was literally plugged into your car.
Yep.
Like, it was built into the car, and you were...
If you had a car phone, you were rich.
Yeah, filthy rich, because
especially
it was
in the 80s and
90s. Ridiculously expensive. And, like, this thing was the size of, like, the old walkie-talkies you see in, like, Army.
Yeah.
Like, it literally looked
like... It took up half your face.
Yeah. And it had to be plugged into the car, and you could get calls in, like, a, you know, 5 mile radius from wherever you had registered.
They were very inefficient.
Oh, horrible! And any time that you called out of your call zone, they charged you like
roaming charges.
And it was like $5 a minute.
It was they raped you
hardcore.
But
you had a car in your, or a phone in your car.
Yeah. Right?
Anyways, he's talking to the Pied Piper, and the Pied Piper's like, you didn't listen to what I said. I guess I could only push you so far out of your bounds of comfort.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
So he says, you know what? We're done. Our partnership is done. Your life is done.
Drive off a bridge.
No, no. He basically convinces him to go to his private jet.
Oh, that's right.
And fly into the first object he sees, which happens to be this tree at, like, the end of the runway.
Right?
Fucking no. But the Flash just... happens to be there because he's looking for the mayor. He's
fed Where's up that with, son of a bitch?
Yeah, he's fed up with the mayor, like, picking on him, basically.
And
like
then
a
he
bully.
Sees the plane going down and runs past it. Okay, chops down the tree.
With his bare hands. With his again, bare hands.
Dude,
shouldn't be able
I did
possible.
Not know that Steve was one of the Flash's descendants.
Nice.
You kids should get that reference.
I get that reference.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Is question mark. Like, goodbye. Yeah. This is the Piper,
Piper
talking
to,
the
mayor.
The mayor. It, through Wait. His through his little earpiece.
Why is there no explosion? Explain.
The mayor's like, I
missed the tree.
The tree. Like, and all spaced out. He's like, okay, fine. I guess you, there's, he, because he doesn't know the Flash is there to save him. He's like, okay, well, what do you see in front of you?
A golf course.
All right, crash into it. So, the Flash somehow is able to
jump off the wing.
He jumps off of the green somewhere. Like, he jumps off the hill on the golf course.
And then onto the wing of the plane.
He gets it off balance and gets the mare out.
More importantly, again, rips a door off.
Yeah. And super speed, man.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. It doesn't track.
Physics.
I know.
Anyways, but he saves the mayor, and the mayor's like, "Oh, Flash, could you ever forgive me? I don't know what to say."
And
the Pied Piper's like, "I do, you son of a bitch! Quit ruining everything." And then we go to Cecile's villainous hideout, where on the ledge above it. You've got, what's his name?
This is Winslow.
Winslow.
Talking to Gigi in the house.
In the house.
She's planting
the
microphone.
Yeah, she's planting all the bugs in the in the house. And he's like,
Well, he says, you know, as soon as you're done planting, get out, you know, make sure you camouflage them, you know, perfectly, and then get back up here. Just above him, however, is the two demolitions men ready to blow up the mountain to then... crash onto the house.
And you got this guy, who's this guy over here? No idea, just some chump with a recorder. Or jerk with a recorder.
Yeah.
Well, whoever he is, he picked the wrong mountainside to sit on. And then they fucking blow the side of the mountain up.
Yeah, Winslow goes falling. Cecile is in the house, and she
An avalanche!
Yeah, she hears it coming down.
And then it pans over to this, basically the mountain sitting on top of this house, and then you see this feminine-esque hand?
It's a female hand.
Well, it's
with the claws.
Of, yeah, I was saying it looks like a
nails,
fucking claw.
Sorry, nails.
Yeah, but it looks like a claw the way they drew it in the...
It's crushed by all the rocks
and
there's
blood pouring
blood
out.
Everywhere.
Which I would also like to point out, the way this blood is flowing...
is impossible.
It's god-awful for like the... like. I mean, I get what they were trying to do, but I am glad that as comics progressed, their picto storytelling got better.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, 80s.
Yeah. Which, I mean, but still, I guess that is still 30 years ago, but.
God, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's the end of that episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.